wrong when looking at the scene that looks unjust. Suddenly a feeling is here. That's a part of us as well. And it's there. If you close this one, you could listen to the other one. But while you're using this, you don't listen to anything. You're just thinking. You're busy with yourself, talking to yourself, finding the solution for yourself. The problem is that self, but that's only half of you. The other half is what we call spirit. Do you remember what is that spirit literally? Breath. The part of that I live upon, but it's not mine. Is it mine or not? I live with it, the breath. But it's not mine. It's his. Comes in me. I live with it, but it's not mine. That's the moment. That's the present. And that's the essence of presence. Because if I'm not present in that kind of thinking, means that part of me which is good, the social one, the we part, is not here. The ego only, the selfish one is here. I'm not complete. Even I don't feel good. If the other one is here, when they talk about just and justice, if I'm present, means my spirit is present, my spirit will talk to me. Why? Because it is made for. The breath is made for to communicate with me. Because I'm a part of something. Something that created me, brought me here, prepared all these preparations for me to be here, and told me a lot. Honestly, I don't know why I prefer the calmness. I don't know what I love a good sunset. I don't know why I love beauty. But I know I worked for it. I know, I remember the time that I really didn't know anything about music. Music, to me, was a boring noise. Because the thing that I was listening then was really a boring noise. I started at the college. Somebody told me, what about music? I said, the hell with the music. I hate it. What are you talking about? I said, this fellow who is singing, let go of all of this. I started to listen to Antonino Vivaldi, Four Seasons. I started to learn the music, to understand it. I went to the fine arts school, okay, I worked. Then I realized, beauty is out there, but is asking for an eye to look at it. You could pass it by without looking at it even. So you're missing some joy. If you're going home every evening and you miss the beauty of sunset, is your loss. Really. And the only thing we know about hap, with all the meaning of hap, remember? Shall I go through it again? You should all remember. I'm approaching that good friend of mine, Al, so I bring it from here. The word hap means right, expectancy, retribution, truth, just, justice, real, God. Put them all together. Okay? What do we know about this stuff? We only know they are beautiful. There is a beauty in truth. There is a beauty in just and justice. There is a beauty in expectancy. Beauty, and beauty needs taste to develop. This is what we are talking about. to develop a taste for beauty, then you will find the source of that beauty in yourself, inshallah. So let's be quiet, because Rumi said, don't talk, so we don't talk today, inshallah, next time. It's not finished yet. Mm-hmm. It's half a paragraph. We talked about it last time. When it's half paragraph, what should I do? I'll give you a break.